We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Your guys, Derek and Cody, with you. And guys, the combine's still underway as we're recording this video, but we did get a chance to look at pretty much most of the defensive tackles and pretty much all of the defensive ends, looking at some of their results. And we figured we might as well do a quick video of it, guys, for day one of the combine. Again, defensive linemen and linebackers went day one. So we weren't looking exactly at the linebackers in this. And if you guys feel as if we should look at the linebacker position more, feel free to let us know. And we'll think about, you know, trying to extend this. But mainly looking at some of the defensive tackles and edge guys, because we feel that Indy might make a chance at getting one of those draft picks early in this draft, or even in the middle of the draft, albeit for depth. So looking at this, Cody, I mean, is there any guys that right off the top just really impressed you with their combine results?
So I think, Derek, you got to start with Chop Robinson, man, and just looking at his results. I mean, Derek, this is a guy that's, you know, 6'4", 250-plus pounds, and he runs the fastest of any edge guy in this class, and any defensive lineman for that matter in this class, 4.48 officially for him. So that's really impressive. You know, nobody even really close with what he was able to do, you know. So Chop Robinson, definitely a guy that was very impressive with what he was able to do when it came to that. And also obviously with his split being the, you know, the 10-yard split being the best there. Definitely a guy that really impressed me, Derek, Dallas Turner. He didn't run the 40-yard dash, but, dude, his vertical jump, 40.50 for his vertical jump. So the best of any defensive lineman. So that's definitely extremely impressive to see that he's doing that. You know, a couple other things as well. You know, Chop also right there at first with, you know, his broad jump. Three cone as well. I know they're still doing some of this stuff, so not everything's here, but I definitely would say a couple guys, Chop Robinson, Jared Verse, I was very impressed by. Those were some guys right off the top that I thought had really strong performances today and really increased their draft stock. Just a couple, two guys that I want to highlight there that I thought looked really, really impressive for what we saw today.
Gotcha. And just to add on to it, I think one name that definitely had a lot of people jumping was Miles Cole. Pretty interesting numbers. I mean, when it came to the 40-yard dash, ran a 4.67, pretty much in the middle of the pack, but had a middle-of-the-pack 10-yard split. But vertical, you know, he had the same vertical as Jared Verse did when it came to the broad jump. You know, was right there among the 10-foot mark with a couple other guys. You know, it was very interesting because he looked so fluid, and it was very impressive for his size. And I know you and I were looking at it, the RAS score, as we're watching the combine. And what did you say he was, like a 9.8 or something?
Yeah, he's up there.
Yeah, he was like way up there, like for some of the most athletic defensive ends that have ever come in and done testing. So, you know, it's very, very interesting to kind of see that and look at that sort of thing. So, yeah, that was definitely a guy that caught my eye multiple times. But like you said, we were looking at the top three guys, right? Like we're really looking at the three or four top guys, right? Chop Robinson, Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, and, of course, Leilu Latu. So we were definitely looking at those and seeing where we went. Dallas Turner, presume he's not going to run a 40 time until his pro day. Not entirely surprised, but, you know, Chop Robinson and Jared Verse being top three and their 40 times. Chop Robinson, man, that was incredible. I think what's even more amazing is just it's the 10-yard split that really tells the story. Its 10-yard split was 1.54. I mean, that's insane. That's a huge get-off. That is a guy that you know that he's getting at hyperspeed immediately. And that's such a great, very telling thing. 40-yard dashes very rarely tell a huge story when it comes to defensive ends. Most time, it's the 10-yard split is more important than the actual 40-yard dash, because that get-off is that first 10 yards is the majority of the space in which guys like Chop Robinson are going to actually be used, right? Because in that 10-yard span is where the majority of the action's going to be when trying to get after the quarterback. And if you have a great get-off on a 10-yard split, then that means you have a great get-off at being able to get off the ball and be able, and the faster you are, the better you're capable of getting after the quarterback, trying to get around those tackles. So it was definitely very interesting to see how athletic Chop Robinson was. But we said it during the stream, Cody, I don't like to go too far into the numbers, because the numbers that really matter are the numbers on the stat sheet and the overall technique you have from your college film, more so than your actual numbers from the combine.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, and again, you know, I kind of asked that question. I said, look, Chop Robinson, like you said, like athletic freak, no question about it. You know, he's got the speed. He's very quick off the line, no question. But again, you look at the stat sheet, 4 sacks last year. Why is it only 4 sacks, right? And, you know, I know stats don't tell the entire story. So what are the other factors into that as well? And I know, Derek, that I said, you know, on stream, and I'll say it here again for those of you who weren't able to catch the stream, I guess for me, it's like athleticism can only get you, I guess, to a certain point to where, you know, you want to be, because we've seen the Colts go after, you know, guys that are athletically gifted, right, before. Like we've seen them take chances on guys like Kaboko Ture, Ben Banigou, different guys like that. And I know for different reasons, they haven't worked out with the Indianapolis Colts. And I think you look at it and you say, man, the stats weren't necessarily always there with these guys, right? I think the Colts took, especially a guy like Kamoko Ture, they took him based off of, you know, those athletic traits that he has. And while I think those are definitely important, I think there is that fine balance, like we talked about, between, yes, this guy's athletic, he's got all the stuff, but he's also got the production at a high level where you feel like the two can, you can marry those two together and feel like you're getting a really good combination of both, right? And so, I mean, testing's one thing, and testing obviously is important. But at the end of the day, the ultimate test is going to be, like you said, when you're out there and you're playing. And how can you affect the quarterback? How can you, you know, get after the quarterback? And can you do it consistently, right? And we've seen so many guys with, they have the athleticism. There's no question about that. But the consistency, the technique, and all that stuff, that is the stuff that matters just as, if not more important than the athleticism. But, you know, so that's why I look at a guy like Jared Verse, for example, and I say if Chop Robinson and Jared Verse are there, no question I'm taking Jared Verse, because he just had 9 sacks last year, you know, and he's been a guy that can get after the quarterback. And so, and he had a good day. Like, it wasn't Chop Robinson day, you know, kind of athleticism, but I mean, he did. He had a good day overall. I think he's really going to improve his draft stock with this combine. And so I ultimately felt like, yeah, there's a lot of defensive guys here, a lot of edge guys specifically, that you look here, Derek, and you say they're going to, hopefully a couple of these guys are going to be around at pick number 15, and you're going to get a chance to potentially get a difference maker there if you would decide to go that route, of course. But yeah, ultimately, I definitely think obviously Chop was impressive, but I was impressed by Jared Verse just the same. Latu, obviously, I don't think he did anything to hurt himself, but I don't think it was like something crazy that he did. He was good, you know, but it wasn't like elite. And then obviously, you know, you look at, you know, different guys and what they're able to do. Some guys maybe later on in the draft, like Miles Cole or somebody like that, where you're like, you bet on the traits a little bit. That's where you can afford to bet on the traits a little bit more, you know, more in those mid-round type of guys there. But yeah, overall, man, I liked what I saw from these defensive ends. It was definitely great to see them in action.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events, the list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Yep, and, you know, for the people out there like Cody and I that look at this group and say that this is the time that maybe Indy goes and gets an edge, who knows? Maybe one of these top guys are one of the guys that Ballard is really high on and wants to bring to this Indianapolis Colts team to try to help take them over the edge going forward, literally and figuratively. It'll be interesting to see if any of these guys get taken very high. At the end of the day, the combine results speak for themselves. We all expected these top guys to be able to test very well, and they all did pretty well, all things considered. So definitely will be interesting to see how that shapes up come draft time. But that's going to do it for this one, guys. We will be covering more of the NFL Combine. Make sure that you guys are checking out these videos, and make sure that you guys are checking out the rest of our live streams that we're going to be doing and all a bunch of other things going on. But until then, thank you guys so much for tuning in. And as always, go Colts.